This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And in studio with us is Tom Perron. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
From Go NetSpeed. We're happy to have Tom in. We have him in every now and again to see how the... how it's going here in Connecticut with GoNetSpeed's expansion and offerings to us as an alternative high-speed broadband internet service to the incumbents that have been, quote-unquote, servicing us, all right, for years and years and years. So, Tom, welcome.
Thanks.
So what's going
on? Word, I'm one-word answers.
Oh, great. Radio. That's great for radio.
Yeah, right.
So you guys have been here now for 4 years?
Yeah, we've been in Connecticut building for between 4 and 5 years.
Awesome. And we're seeing tons of reductions in cost for folks as far as, you know, they're starting to shake in their boots.
Yeah, you guys, just think back like 4 or 5 years when I first came on the show.
Yeah.
What were the rates and your speeds compared to what they are now? And
right.
And we really believed that we disrupted the heck out of this market. I mean, not only did the rates drop for everybody else, but guess what? Now they're fixing their networks.
I know. It's nice.
But on the other hand, let's not reward them.
No.
For their bad behavior for 40 years.
Exactly. I agree with that completely. I mean, they've been compensated handsomely for their crappy networks. So... you guys are now in 30 towns.
Over 30 towns, yep. And over 200,000 passings, which we call passing, is basically an address.
So you're available to over 200,000 addresses.
Yes. Businesses, homes, MDUs, all that. 200,000 in four to five years.
That is an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, that's a ton.
And if people want to get on your service and they want to know if you're passing by them, I mean, it's simple as going to a website, right?
Go to the website, www.gonetspeed.com.
Yep.
There's a check availability button. You hit that button, you type in your address. It'll tell you immediately if it is. Then you go to the next step and you can move on with the process. Very simply, you never have to talk to someone. You can if you want. There's always the 800 number.
Right.
But if you're not...
Mm-hmm.
The cool part is that's what we call expressing your interest. So you put your email in there and your address, and we get like a push pin on a map. And then we look at the map when we're going to expand, mm-hmm. and we say, there's folks that are interested in here. And then when we do build it, we can reach back out into the email, and
right.
we send the customer an email saying, hey, guess what? It's available.
Hurrah. And the key here, though, is... so you're finding still with over 200,000 folks you're passing, there's people that are like, eh, I'm not going to do it.
I think there's two factors. Awareness.
Yep.
You know, do they know who we are?
Right.
And that we're available. And then there's a multitude of other reasons that I wouldn't mind hearing about of why are you abusing yourself and staying with the incumbent,
right,
and paying, not only paying the prices, but what about the customer service? What about the group that's behind the company? I mean, I think if you check our reviews and you ask someone that has it,
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to find that everyone is putting in 100% to make the customer happy. And I wouldn't say that there's a lot of folks that are really happy with the customer service from their
internet
other providers.
Service.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you an example. There's a ton of passion for the installers and they wanted to know if there was a survey for when they did a good job that, you know, the customer could fill out a survey and we'd get the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And that question came to me and I said, you know, we don't need a canned survey. Just give them my email.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that might have been maybe not the right move, but
yeah.
They're given the email and I probably get 10 to 15 emails a day.
Nice.
From customers that take the time to sit down, write how their experience was, and I'll tell you, 100% of them are positive.
Awesome.
So what that tells me is I myself have never sat down and wrote my existing telecom providers how amazing of an experience and how great the tech was and right. how helpful he was. And that's just a testament to the type of company we want to be, not only my email,
right.
And you're writing, you know, the guy that can make changes, but that everyone down to the actual install, the guy that's installing the fiber, he wants the experience to be great, and he's proud of his company. And look, that's what makes great companies, right?
Mm.
Folks that believe in what they are doing, that they're providing a good service,
yep.
and they're helping others.
I tend to agree. And again, the installation is straightforward. I mean, it's basically one little wire or fiber. Is it what's the fiber made out of?
Glass.
It is glass. All right. I thought
glass.
So. I wasn't sure it was some sort of plastic these days, but
nope.
Plastic's getting a bad rap anyways. So glass right to your house. And then basically it's a little, I call it a modem, but it's not. What's it actually called?
It's called an ONT. It's a modem.
All right.
That's your technical guy. It's a modem.
And it goes both, it actually supports both directions of the bandwidth. You need one fiber that goes both ways, which is kind of cool.
Yep.
And all they got to do is put that little modem wherever you'd like them to, and then you connect to their router that they provide. You
yes.
guys provide a
now,
router.
Now we provide a Wi-Fi 6 router.
Yeah.
And it really performs well. We get like probably 800 meg wirelessly.
And the key there is that router, because if you get high-speed internet and then you do a speed test and you're not getting what you're paying for, often it's because the LAN-WAN throughput on your router is not sufficient to handle the bandwidth you just got. We find this in businesses all the time.
Absolutely.
And of course, I found it in my own home. I'm just as guilty. The router I thought I had was going to handle the bandwidth that I got through GoNetSpeed, and it couldn't.
Yeah, and that's part of, we were talking earlier, and We weren't sure we wanted to provide that because we thought let's let the consumer save money
right.
and figure that out for themselves, and mm-hmm. they can buy whatever they want to buy.
Yeah.
But then when you start having problems, you know, number one, we have to understand every router under the sun forever and troubleshoot that. We didn't have any visibility to what might be going on with that router. So
right.
when we selected the router, we obviously put it through a whole bunch of tests, make
mm-hmm.
sure that it could support the speeds that we're selling the consumer. And then we can also help the consumer remotely by troubleshooting, looking at what's going on in the router. What are the signal strengths of the devices? What's the throughput on the links between the router and the ONT and the light levels and all the rest of that good stuff. So
right.
I think we've had great success. I would say our trouble calls probably dropped since we started with the router.
Gotcha. And the thing about bandwidth, right? So we talk about bandwidth, how much you need, what do you need or don't need. But this is a future-proof approach to bandwidth, right? It's glass, it's fiber. You can be whatever you guys will be able to push out down the line, you know, 2 gigabits, 3 gigabits, 10 gigabits. Who knows what's coming in the future and the switching technology that's coming that you're going to be able to provide.
Absolutely. And that's why I've been saying, because you've heard this federal broadband push since COVID. Everyone's
right.
trying to get the U.S. infrastructure improved, and this should be the last time the U.S. has to improve their infrastructure. I mean, once you put the fiber out there, it's a matter of just changing the equipment, because what else is faster than light? There's no median. I actually had somebody challenge that, some crazy physics that doesn't exist yet, but
really,
the electrical cables, the old phone cables, the coaxial cables, there's a physical limit to the signaling that can go on that. They could only move so quickly, but light, there's nothing faster than light. So the median is no longer, you know, an obstacle.
Right.
So now it's a matter of
the switching.
It's right. Just how fast does the light get signaled? And that is done on the ends. Nothing, you know, for our solution, there's nothing in the middle. There's nothing on the poles.
Right.
It's just glass.
And that's a good point, actually, because within the other technologies, there's stuff on each pole.
Yeah, amplifiers.
They have to push the signal out over that old cable.
Which is another vulnerability under a storm, or you know that breaks, or that has to be adjusted in fiber in our deployment. There is none of that, so that's why also if there was a power outage and there's power from a generator at home at someone's home that has our service, and of course we have a generator, then that service isn't going to be going out unless that glass
is broken.
But in others, you know, if there's an amplifier in line or something that's active on the pole somewhere between the house and the central office,
it'll be impacted.
Yeah, they're not going to have their service.
So actually on fiber, is it a loop in that, let's say a tree comes down to the right of my service, am I still going to be good on the left, or is it?
I'm going to give you sometimes. It depends on how far away you are. I mean, there's redundancy in the network, you know, between the COs, but the last mile, it's a route. Now, it's not like the fiber goes exactly from point A to point Z.
Right.
Because there's ways that fiber is routed around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there is resiliency. And 9 times out of 10, if a route does get broken, there's a lot of ways where we can immediately understand where that's broken and put that back up.
Sounds good. So we're going to step out for a quick break and talk more with Tom Perrone from GoNetSpeed, talking about this new project in New Britain, where you're going to do a public-private partnership there.
Yeah, we're super excited about that, and that's about to be released on the 6th, the first section.
Sounds good. We're going to step out. We'll be right back. We are back, and we're talking about a lot of fiber, even off air, with Tom Perrone from GoNetSpeed. And so Tom, we were excited about this new thing in New Britain, where you work with, was it Mayor Stewart that came to you and said, hey, we need some fiber?
Yeah. I mean, they put out an RFP because they were interested in closing the digital divide, as well as upgrading their land and their cameras and everything that they're trying to do to become that next generation city,
like a
gigabit city, some call it.
Nice. And so you're going to start when, as far as having it available?
We've already started.
Okay.
The first section, the first release is March 6th. So it's coming right up, and we're super excited, and they're super excited.
Yeah.
And it truly is a partnership, because when we build, we have to follow a recipe where we know we're going to be successful. And the way we come up with that recipe is to look at where else we built and what were those types of places that caused us to be successful. So we stick to that.
Yeah.
Where they basically were passionate about making sure that it was everywhere to ensure that their city was going to be able to attract, you know,
businesses and people.
Yeah. Yes, because that's where think about, everything is over the internet now. I mean, probably more people are going to listen to this on your podcast than over the air. I don't know. Maybe.
I hope they're listening at 96.5 HD2.
Okay. There you go.
But yes, they probably are. So Tom, you think about that. So the mayor comes to you and says they want to make their city more future proof, actually. And you guys are going to put it in. Now, as a partnership, is the city going to be billing their constituencies, or is it just you guys are there and they're just making the municipal gain area of that pole available to you?
Yeah. I'm going to stop you at the municipal gain thing.
Yeah.
They're not doing any of that. We're doing what we normally do.
Oh.
But they're partnering with us to help make sure that we cover the entire city. So we basically work together to put together a solution where we're going to give them all their land needs as part of this.
The city's needs.
So
they're going to get they're going to get connected to GoNetSpeed at maybe a discount. In order to do this.
Right.
So I see. That makes sense.
They're funding some of the build in order to make sure that we have the whole build. Now the way that we're funding it is a little complicated, mm-hmm. but they are getting some things quote unquote for free and some things they're helping with paying for. So it's almost like a 50-50 partnership.
Good.
You know, investing into the city, and we are operating it just like we are operating all the other places that we
gotcha. So no one's ever gonna have to call a city official for anything.
Nope. Same process as we just talked about. You
good.
Go to GoNetSpeed and sign up, and we're gonna come out there and
this would be a no brainer for any town then.
Yeah,
it's really what all of this broadband stimulus money is trying to do, which is get broadband to everyone, and not broadband at like 25 meg, broadband in the gigabit.
That was the actual level. 25 megabit was considered broadband, thanks to folks like Pura, which I would contend was part of the problem in this whole thing. And it's odd, right, that the federal government has to give us all this money so that we can then finally get competition in broadband versus, you know, again, municipal gain, allowing more folks access to these 40-foot pieces of wood in the ground that have been protected since the telegraph.
And I'm gonna say that I'm optimistic that the state of Connecticut has a good plan to take that broadband money and make sure that they use it to the best of their ability. There's a new group in called Deep that is overseeing or a part of Pura.
Yeah,
where when the state gets $100 million from the federal government, that they're looking at, let's make sure everybody has 100 meg minimum, and we'll address that first. And then after that, we'll look at, you know, maybe gigabit access. And then after that, let's make sure we have competition wherever we can influence that.
Very good. All right. So then what other products are you guys considering? Now, you guys have added, it's been fiber as far as I've known. And then is there any voice going on?
Yeah. So in the next year, you're going to see us roll out three new ones.
Yeah.
The first one is probably going to be video.
All right. So streaming video. Like your own app.
Like not our app. It's going to be a partnership.
Sure.
But it's going to... What we're using it for is to make the customer experience better or easier. So so those that are concerned about what am I going to do about my TV, I'm tired of hearing that question.
I know.
So we're going to help them figure that out, and we're going to help them set it up. And what I'm excited about with that solution is a lot of folks have seen or held a streaming, a Roku remote or a...
Guys get attached to their clicker.
It's only got three buttons, and I'll tell you, I've done it myself. You accidentally hit that home button when you really wanted to hit pause.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, you got all those icons, and you're like, oh my God, I got to go find it. So that is
annoying. Like the Super Bowl commercial.
Yes.
That got everybody mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened on Super Bowl? Yeah.
So this solution, if someone wants, and they don't have to take any of these products, obviously, and they don't have to take this device, but with one of these solutions, there is a set top box with the remote with 1 through 0 on your numbers, and it has a last channel button and a volume button, just like the cable company. If you don't want to put the guide, it has a guide button, and if you don't want to go to the guide, then you can just hit channel up and channel down, and it moves really fast. It doesn't like wait. I've tried it. It's pretty good.
There's a lot of misunderstanding about streaming. That's the problem.
There is, and look, the industry is evolving to hear what the customer needs, and that's been going on. If you think about over the last 4 years, I mean, has local channels. When we first started, there wasn't even a streaming platform that had all the locals, you know, Connecticut locals. Mm-hmm. So as the industry sees that this is the way it's headed, they will respond, and obviously now we have a product that mimics the old school, and like I said, We're not doing that to make any money, which is why it's going to be a partnership. We're doing it so that we can broaden our...
All those drive-bys. You want to get those people...
All the people that are waiting that I'm very frustrated with right now. I'd love to hear from you why we come into town and you're not ready yet.
It is, yeah. Tom's been begging for this, right? Because he just can't... He doesn't understand it, right? It's like you have access to like the best restaurant on the planet and for almost nothing. And you're still not going to eat there. And he can't figure that out. And I don't blame him.
And I've spent 20 something years chasing this, and it's here and it's available for everyone. And I'm living it. I live and breathe this stuff. So if you tell me the secret of why then I'll fix it.
It's and you're paying probably a $250 cable bill, and that includes your whole package there. Versus I'm paying $39 with GoNetSpeed. $39
for 500
megabits.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a dream.
It is a dream.
And by the way, guess what? There's no taxes and surcharges and the rest of it.
That's the price.
Just one price.
Yeah, there's no franchise fee and all that garbage that you see on your cable bill, the War of 1812 tax. Now, you are in Connecticut.
Yep.
I'm just going to remind you of that. There is some ding-dong in Hartford that's going to try to figure out how to bill us by the packet.
He's not going to make it.
He or she. Bill us by the packet. It's coming, right? This is how they... I hear you. We're in Connecticut. So we'll talk more with Tom. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And we'll get some calls coming in. Ed in Wallingford, if you can hang on through the news, we'll get to your call, your question about GoNetSpeed. And if you guys have can you call up and let Tom know why you're not going to GoNetSpeed? He'd love to figure that out, especially if you've got a fiber line coming right past your house. He doesn't get it. I don't get it. It's crazy.
I don't either. Help me help you.
Get online. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys are calling in. You're going to answer Tom's question. He had the big question. It's like, I've got fiber running past your house, 200,000 houses waiting for this fiber service. Why aren't you going to go NetSpeed? And Sherry, who just got her own little tune there for her, says she's going to tell us why. Good morning, Sherry. What's up?
Good morning. Hi. Yes, Go NetSpeed is in our area. I was very excited about it. The reason I'm reticent is because navigating the choices for streaming, how I get my the cable channels that I get now, that's all very complicated. I love it for the internet service, and I would do it in a heartbeat. I'm just concerned about the television portion of it.
Well, thank you, Sherry. I was a little worried on what you were going to say, but I really do want to hear from everybody.
I love it, and believe me, I can't wait to get rid of the cable service I'm using.
And our listeners are all nice, Tom.
Yeah, they really are. So, Sherry, that's why we're going to roll this video partnership out, so we can help you with that, and we can tell you what the channel lineup is, and provide you with some options on, you know, whether you want that set-top box to mimic like an old school cable, or whether you want to stream on your different TVs with Roku, but it's live TV with your locals, and there's a channel lineup that you can see which channels you want. But you got to remember, once you quote unquote cut that cord, you can go to any of these services that have any channels, and I think a lot of people are kind of almost regretting that it's like that, because they're finding out their kids are signing up for Paramount and Netflix, and all of a sudden now they're paying a fortune, and they don't even know that they're getting billed $4.95 to their credit card, and one on this card and one on that card.
But there's some benefits to that, like, you know, Disney. I don't pay for Disney. My son does, but it's on
That's true. The families are
sorry,
and you
Disney.
Know what? The industry is actually allowing that. Now, it used to
that's
be
Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a way.
So right now I have that awful cable company.
Yeah.
But then I do have, like, I'm streaming Netflix, Amazon. I'm already doing the streaming.
Yeah. You're so close, Sherry. You're so close.
You just want your channel, like your live TV channel lineup. And it's very simple. YouTube TV, DirecTV Stream,
Sling,
FUBU.
I mean,
there's so many that you could just log onto their sites and you could see the channels that they have.
What
I would do is just take like the top 5 channels that you watch and go to like DirecTV Stream or YouTube TV and see that they're on there. And then the rest is kind of is pretty simple.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I call. I've already just gone online and given my address and, you know, to reach out.
Thank you.
I do that, the person that I'm going to speak to change this over, will they be able to walk me through that?
That's what's great about our folks. That's not part of their thing, but they always do it. And they'll even probably help you, you know, get it going on your TV if you ask them. They only want to help everyone.
That's great. No, I'm very excited about the service. Very.
All right, Jerry. Will you go cut over?
I'm just about there.
All right.
Do it. By the way, you can reach out to me directly also. Ask for Tom, whoever you're talking to, and we'll make sure that you're taken care of.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, Jerry. Yeah, Tom's a bigwig over there. What's your title over there, Tom?
Our chief operating officer.
There you go. You're going to call the chief operating officer. Well, let's go to another guy, name guy, who says why he won't go to GoNetSpeed. Let's see what's going on there. Hey, guy, why won't you go to GoNetSpeed?
All right. Well, as much as I want to, Tom, here's the deal. My spouse is not, you know, too technically savvy.
Wait a minute. Careful, Tom. Any guy. Careful. I get burned by this myself.
I think I'm maybe in that, and I got a couple points. One is I'm mirroring what Sherry's saying, is that the lineup of the local channels and the ease of use from the cable provider makes it difficult to switch to a different TV top device for changing channels. As far as the streaming goes, what I'm finding is that for her and for me, the simplest way to stream is with the newer TVs have a number of the streaming services built right into them, or they can go to Google. So as far as the streaming services, I don't think you need to be concerned with that on this partnership you're doing. The TVs are so smart now that the TV controller itself makes it very easy to sign into the streaming services. I would focus on just mimicking the local channel lineup as best you can for whatever areas you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can provide a box that mimics the local channels, and you've got a controller that's easy to use, that's going to win over, I think, probably 90% of the people that are sitting by the fiber waiting for it to come into the...
So, Guy, before Tom answers this, if you go and download YouTube TV as a test, you literally can actually put the exact lineup you want. It looks just like your cable box.
I know, but the controller doesn't make it easy to get there.
I hear you. Okay, so we're getting
down to the device you're holding in your hand.
Yeah,
I know I can go to UTP and get those channels. It's the interface between the human being and the little box they're holding to get them there. That's where the hang-up is.
I'm hearing you loud and clear, and I think we've got the right solution.
Okay, here's the other part of it.
I called
the local provider and said, "Can I just unbundle the internet?
Right.
And just pay for the telephone I have on here and the TV." And it was like, "Yeah, we can say you go from $230 down to $199."
Does that make you happy? Is that right?
Change you over.
I don't want to be mean to you, but you're rewarding them for their bad behavior because you're staying with them. So listen,
rewarding themselves.
Here's what the alternative is. Let's say when we roll this video out, $39.95 with taxes and everything. That's your price for 500 meg, which I'm sure is more than you're getting.
Yes.
Then you can. This with this solution, it'll probably be $74 for your live TV.
Yep.
And then that's it.
I'll show you this. I am not price sensitive. It's not a matter of price. It's a matter of convenience.
See, we're in Connecticut again.
And I would still go to it.
I love it. This is what I asked for.
I'm your best customer.
We spend $800 on electricity, Tom. I mean, you know, this is we're used to being boiled like little frogs in the water.
We're used to being fried. So no, I'm willing to pay for the service. Don't. I mean, I don't know the cold market, but as far as I'm concerned, it's not a matter of the price. It's a matter of the interface.
Well, I mean, it has to do with price, and it has to do with customer service, like I said,
Most people, but not for me.
All right. We're going to get you a clicker you can use, Guy, all right?
Thank you for letting me know.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for calling in. So there's another service you're doing that you're going to do the video, and then Is the dreaded voice coming?
Which I thought died a long time ago.
Why people want their home numbers still is crazy.
I'm trying to appeal to the largest audience, right? So if folks are calling in and they say they need this clicker, even though I'm against it, we'll get the clicker.
So you can
we'll
have a clicker as big as, I mean, those clickers are monster clickers. Yeah, you can like beat off an attacker with their clicker. I mean, my clicker is nice and small and delicate. It's beautiful. It only has three buttons on it, and I can control the whole thing. And even my wife can use my clicker.
I would say 20% of this 200,000 is probably like you. And then there's... You know,
everybody else that they
there's everybody else that either wants a little phone, and this is the guess. This is what we asked for, and we got two callers to call in and said we're missing.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do the voice.
Yep.
And then we're also gonna come out with a faster product. Not that anybody needs that, but it's gonna be a 2 gig product.
Jeez. So you can actually get voice over IP.
I was gonna say faster product.
2 gig.
I mean, the folks that get the 2 gig, they're the ones that, you know, they want the Lamborghini to say that they have the Lamborghini. I'm not saying I'm not putting it down, but
no, they want to be at the Super Bowl party and do a speed test and say, "See my speed? Look at my speed."
It's obnoxious.
Yeah, it
two
is.
Gig.
Now the beauty though is, as Tom talked to off the air, is that the little modem that they provide actually can handle 10 gig. So, but there's not any firewalls that you're going to want to put in your home that you can handle that type of bandwidth.
But it's there for the future.
Exactly.
So in a year, we don't have to go replace that modem. You know, when technology goes, it's already sitting at the house.
All right.
Just dial it up.
We got another call in here talking about GoNetSpeed, and we're going to go to Carl in Southington. Hey, Carl.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I signed up for GoNetSpeed.com as soon as our host promoted it 2 years ago.
All right.
Unfortunately, my street's underground service. I just want to have an answer as to when can I expect that. I live in the same town as our host.
Yes.
And I'll give you the quick answer is probably not till next year. And and the reason, you know, and I'm not going to do all underground all next year because, as you saw, it took me 4 years to get to 200,000 passings. But it is slower underground. It's messier, it's more expensive. So we came out of the track like as fast as we possibly could, and we wanted to reach as many people as we could, and the aerial is the way to do that.
And so what he's saying, Carl, is that you got to get your neighbors that you know to get it in the aerial before you can afford to stick it under the ground.
That's amazingly said. We need folks to take advantage of it.
I've got about 10 houses on my street, and I've got 7 of them, including me, to go online and sign up for.
But are they going to wait for the
interest is here.
Are they going to wait to sign up till we have the clicker, or are they going to actually support us now?
I'll take whatever I can get. And I'll add on
when I can. Yeah, we hear you, Carl.
Now that's the answer.
Well, thanks for letting us know. That is an issue. The underground is an issue. But like to Tom's point, he wants to get to as many people as fast as he can. The more folks he can get signed up, the stronger they are as a company, the more folks, the more money they can spend to put it in the ground. You know, it is what it is. And to have a clicker be the impotent to not getting the service is crazy, guys. However, I'll give you a quick story. I know Tom doesn't really care about this story, but we sold a voice over IP phone system to a company that was a bunch of used auto part guys, and their phones are going crazy, and they had the old style phones, and you know, and then once we told them how voice over IP was going to work and how the phones would actually only ring them when they were necessary, they wouldn't have all these crazy rings, they only go to the right person. When we were ready to cut over, they all freaked out. They said, no, don't do it. They were scared of the phone system. These are gruff auto parts guys that are on the phone. They know how a phone works. It's the change. And of all my customers over the 10 years that we've changed out phone systems, those guys still crack me up in that they were afraid to cut over to the new phone system because of how it was going to work. So maybe this is the key here, Tom. You need a clicker as big as that big Cox clicker, whatever they use there, to make people comfortable with their clicker, because guys are kind of connected to that.
And look, that's what we asked, right? Like, we want to understand. But I will also say, support the guy that's knocking down these barriers for you and try to do your best.
I've always said, like, you know, in the times when you have the power outages, you'll go by and drive by the lineman and say, thank you for getting my power back online. When you see a GoNetSpeed truck next to you driving, you know, roll down your window and just tell them thanks.
Right on.
That's what I try to do. All right. Anything else you want to bring up, Tom?
Well, you recently have the service, so I'm just Tell me what you think, honestly.
Honestly, it was the installation was easy and simple. Your guys were great. It went in quickly, and the service has never failed me, never glitched, never nothing.
It's and how just about the speeds?
500. It was only when I fix my internal sus systems.
All the time, right?
All the time.
When it rains, does it change?
No. When it snows, it doesn't have any issues.
When people are home on the holiday, do you still get
500?
All the time.
And that's another point about it. Like cable television over to cable TV, some of those boxes are so bad. I have service in Florida, and the HD channels that are offered by the Florida services are garbage. I get better picture streaming. So again, you can improve your actual TV experience in some cases by going to a streaming service that's going to give you a 4K or 1080p pure signal versus some crappy cable service that you're getting over your condo that's shared by 16 condo units. That's garbage.
You're talking my talk.
Yeah,
so the last question to you,
yeah.
Does your bill go up?
Nope.
Without you even knowing?
Not at all. It's the same $39.
Awesome.
I mean, $39. I mean, this is beautiful. So, yeah. So if you guys have any other reasons not to go to GoNetSpeed, I don't know what it is, but they'll work on that clicker for you. We'll step out for a quick break and sign off with Tom. Now when we come back, this is Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back. So we got a bunch of calls about GoNetSpeed. So we want to bring a couple on here real quick before the top of the hour. And where is it? All right. We're going to go down to Mark in Cheshire, I guess, next. What's going on, Mark?
Hi. I have a question for GoNetSpeed.
Yeah.
I pay for convenience. And this household here, we record 6 programs at once.
Sure.
And we were constantly recording and watch them at the times that we can.
Right.
How can you do that when you stream?
So on many of the streaming services like YouTube TV and DirecTV Stream and
yep,
Eric,
you named
100 of them.
Yeah.
They do have DVR functions in them. Again, it takes a little. It's a little bit different, probably. I don't know what you're on, whether you have a DVR, but. There's libraries where you say, this is the show that I like.
I use a DVR with Cox Cable.
Yeah, that'll be gone. You won't even need that piece of hardware anymore. You know, YouTube TV, yeah. I'm watching Yellowstone episodes from DVR. You know, it's just easy.
The way you do it on most of them is you search. You could either speak into the remote or type it. You search the show that you like, and then you put it in what they call a library, and then it saves them automatically all the whole. Matter of fact, you have all of them at your fingertips as soon as you put it in your library because they're already recorded.
Right.
They're pre-recorded. That's the beauty of the streaming is everything's in the cloud and it's recorded and all they're doing is opening it up to you because you said it's one of your favorites.
Right. You don't have to even wait.
And there's no limit to the amount of shows you can put in your library that I know of. I won't.
Right. You don't need a TiVo anymore, Mark. You can go right and do it through the streaming app. It's easy. And you can take it with you.
We do a lot of recording.
Well, imagine taking it with you. If you had, you take your Roku with you to some other place, plug it into the TV, you've got all your recordings. You can't take your DVR anywhere, can you?
It'd be on your phone. It'd be on your laptop.
Exactly.
You could watch it on every device that you can access the internet from.
Right. You'll never miss a show.
Okay.
All right. He's sold. He's sold.
We are in Cheshire too.
All right, he's sold. He's moving on. Let's go to, there's lots of marks. We're going to go to Tom in Torrington about fiber. Huh. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, I got a question. I cut the cord. I'm on Wi-Fi. I'm on fiber.
Yep.
And I'm having some issues.
Are you on GoNetSpeed's fiber or are you on somebody else's fiber?
Unfortunately, they were not in my neighborhood, and I had to go with one of the competitors.
Yikes. Right. That's the problem. End of the story.
What's your problem, Tom?
I use the Odyssey app on my computer.
Yeah.
My audio pauses on and off.
Yep. What's your... Well, that could be also a computer problem, but what's your bandwidth? What are you paying for internet? What's your
speed? I'm paying for 500. When the day it was hooked up, I was getting closer to 600 than 500.
Okay, so then the internet's not the
issue. I believe they throttled that down.
Okay.
Because now I'm under 500 down, and I'm like 280.
Ooh, that's not good.
My video and audio on the streaming on the TV pauses. Sometimes it locks up.
All right.
I call the fiber provider.
Yeah.
They said they see no problems. Nah, they have an app.
Never say that.
To test your service, it pops up. You have a problem. Contact them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But they're telling me there's no problem.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have enough show to help your problems, but maybe call back next Saturday and we'll try to troubleshoot some of this stuff for you, Tom. But it does sound like you've got issues with maybe your internal network, your firewall, and possibly the service. But we won't be able to troubleshoot it now with a few minutes we have left. Okay, Tom?
Okay, very good. Thank you, Tom. I'll call you next week.
Sounds good. But that's Tom. That's our Tom's point. Is that when you have these types of issues, you're not getting any help. It's not our fault, the fiber company
says. That's what we preach at GoNetSpeed is we're here to provide service to people, not just say that it's not our problem.
Right. I think we have a little more time here. We got another question. Andrea in New Britain wants to talk about you guys. Hey, Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. One is I have GoNetSpeed and I love it.
Awesome.
Yay.
I did miss some of the information about the video that is coming and when that's coming and about the voice navigation.
Voice navigation is really going to be in the clicker you choose. And the video is coming when, Tom?
Second quarter, so soon.
All right, very good.
Well, does that answer your question? Is there a buzz going on in New Britain? I know we probably serviced you last year.
I'm in Southington, so had it.
I thought you said New Britain.
Since it first came.
Gotcha.
Awesome. And how we've treated you well?
Very well. Awesome. I just am wondering when that information will be provided, like the video, to be able to get the regular channels easily. I stream all the time and I just have trouble like getting to
if you looked up DirecTV stream, there's a set top box that has the clicker. It's basically going to be a service like that or that.
Yeah, and keep your eyes and ears out. Probably an email coming out to you, I'd assume. I want to thank Tom Perron for joining us from GoNetSpeed. Anything else you want to say, Tom?
Nope. Just please tell your friends and your neighbors and your family that there's a new game in town that really wants to do the right thing by everyone. And the way you're going to help us is actually using the service. Exactly. And don't wait anymore, please.
Sounds good. I want to thank all you guys for calling in. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live. I want to thank Carolyn for producing. And as usual,
remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.